How many days till the big day now, Victoria?
It's weeks. It's about weeks. 5 weeks.
5 weeks and counting.
Yeah.
Until Vic walks up the aisle.
Yeah.
And has her big day. I hope this doesn't happen to you, buddy.
What?
A wedding guest has recalled how the priest responsible for the marrying of a new husband and wife ruined the proceedings with his unforgivable and unforgettable behaviour.
Why?
After admitting that the priest was visibly langers, he told how the late arrival and subsequent behaviour had turned the ceremony into, quite frankly, a circus. Oh. This was the most disastrous service I've ever attended. He said not only was the priest not walking properly, but the entire service was an absolute S-show. Before admitting that the priest had kept guests as well as the bride and groom waiting at the altar. He was the one that was late, never mind the bride. And then it took him about an hour and a half to get through the sermon because he kept forgetting what he was doing.
Oh, lads.
So I don't know, maybe he was on a rollover. He fell out of a house party and went, oh, no, I've got a wedding on. Smarten up. Threw on a bit of blue Stratus aftershave and in he went. Nearly gone up on fire if anyone came near him. I hope this doesn't happen to you. And not that it would happen. I mean,
no,
like,
of course it wouldn't.
Local priests in Cover are very well behaved.
Yeah.
I have a feeling when you walk into that church, though, you're just going to burst into flames.
Oi!
Yeah?
Oi!
You can't just go back. Can't just go back to a church because you
Excuse me, I'm not. You don't know anything about my life.
I'm
at Mass every Sunday.
Were you at Mass last Sunday?
I was at Mass last Sunday.
Yeah. Who said Mass?
I can't remember his name.
Exactly. What was he talking about? I was talking about God and stuff, innit?
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Barbie in all its glorious pink perfection with a Now Cinema membership.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Right, what is going on in the world today? We've got 19 days until the Eurovision Song Contest is happening in Sweden, and we'll see if Bambi can do the business and get us into a final. That'll be a start.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
She's going in as one of the hot favourites to make the last 10 at least. So that's what we're hearing coming out of the Eurovision camp. 53 days until the Euros start as well, if you're a football fan. Today is World Stationery Day for those of you that are enthusiastic about pens. There you go.
All right, Alan Partridge.
Good morning.
Do you love your pens?
There are people out there that collect pens, I believe.
Are there?
There are pen people. And there's photocopy paper people as well. They get enthused by photocopying paper.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever collected?
Children. I have a collection of them at home.
Do you?
Strange little creatures.
Yeah.
Love them all though. But today is Vegan Earth Day today as well, by the way. So happy Vegan Earth Day if that's your thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
If that is your thing. I've got a special joke from a little boy here.
A vegan and a vegetarian are jumping off a cliff to see who hit the bottom first. Who wins?
I don't know.
Who wins?
Society.
It's only a joke.
It's funny.
It's only a joke.
I know.
What else is going on in the world today? If you celebrate your birthday, you celebrate with Jack Nicholson.
How old is Jack today?
He's 87.
Is he?
Still on the go. Fair play to you. And Amber Heard as well. She's 38 today. And today, on this day in 1969, the first human eye transplant was performed.
Wow.
In an eye for an eye scenario. So that's what happened. That's really all I got for you there. David Beckham paid an emotional tribute to his wife as they celebrated her 50th over the weekend. All the Spice Girls got back together. We're doing a bit of drunky-okey. After a few shandies, they all got up and did Stop Right Now. There seems to be their go-to song when they get together. But David welled up, and Posh welled up, as David grabbed the mic and paid tribute, a heartfelt speech, where he said to her,
"Thanks very much for cutting my sandwiches into triangles." "You know it's my favourite shape. Thanks for all the babies and things."
And that's basically all I have to hand. I don't have any footage of it, but apparently he did a nice speech for her, which is lovely. Happy 50th. You're just not feeling the love there, are you, Vic? What has Victoria Beckham done to you? I need to know.
It's not just Victoria, it's the whole circus.
It's the Beckham Palace.
It's the whole circus, really? Yeah. I wouldn't be a fan, no.
Okay.
I'm just being honest.
I like your honesty.
Do you know what I mean? There's no point in me sitting here saying that I'm a massive fan. I'm not.
Okay, but I want to get to the root cause of it. Is it because she's taken your name and she's...
No, I just think it's all just really materialistic and it's not my cup of tea.
Yep, gotcha. I was talking about a wedding that was ruined by a priest who turned up absolutely hammered for the ceremony. Wedding guests recalled how the priest responsible for marrying a new couple over the weekend had performed unforgivable and unforgettable behaviours. He got up on the altar and he had, was visibly on the sherries before he came into the ceremony. It took an hour and a half for him to get through it because he was so slow and slurring through it.
God. What happened there?
I don't know.
What went through his mind?
He stopped in. Probably stopped in to see Bridie up the road.
Do you think that's it?
And maybe she poured him a couple of glasses of wine.
You're right, yeah.
And then a couple of glasses. You know the way it turns into. Next thing you know, you're doing whatever up. And he's standing up in a pool table, swinging his jocks in the air. You know the way it ends up, you know? So he went and did perform the mass and it didn't go to plan. But Niamh has been on to me to say similar thing happened to her.
No.
She was at a wedding in Wexford.
Okay.
And the priest had turned up and he'd been at a christening and went to the lunch and came to the wedding afterwards and he'd had a few.
Okay, yeah.
And he married the couple and kept saying their names wrong.
Oh, no. No.
He kept calling the bride the baby's name and all over the shop. 7:20 is the time. Red FM breakfast with KC Vicks over there. Good morning and welcome to Monday morning. There's a lot of Waterford fans have made an appearance this morning out of the blue. It's incredible. It's like the United supporters. It's like when you have a big day out or when they win. It's like you come out of the woodwork for a day's shopping or something. I can't quite get my head around it. What was it you said on Friday, KC, about Waterford taking a beating? Well, you know, you won.
Yeah.
Be humble, lads. We'll meet again. We'll meet again on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Hard luck, Cork. There'll be another day. I am bulletproof with sports devastation, Victoria.
I know you are.
Bulletproof.
Even though Mayo won this weekend.
Yeah, we did. We beat the Rossies. We squished the Rosquitos.
How did that make you feel?
Very good.
Good.
Because it's usually not very good.
No, you do. You take it very personally,
don't you? I'm here, ready to tog out and run on for them.
Yeah.
I never get the call. It's not fair,
but tell everybody where you were this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Is there anybody out there that does really stupid o'clock early gyms? For the first time in my life ever, I was in a gym at 4:15 this morning. And do you know what? It was quite nice. There was nobody there. They give you a little fob, basically. There's no security. No stuff. You have a fob.
Okay.
There's cameras everywhere, so they know who's coming and going. You let yourself in. But I know there's a 24-hour gym also in Ballincollig.
That's right, Can't think what it's called, but yeah, there is a 24-hour gym.
And for anybody that goes to work really early, it's nice to go in to be able to do a little bit. But
is it not like going to the gym in the middle of the night, though?
It really is.
When everyone, like the whole world is sleeping and you're in the gym.
And that's kind of a nice buzz.
Is it?
Yeah.
Peaceful.
You know, you get a bit done. Look at me, like I'm talking like I'm an athlete.
Well, you know, I'm interested, like. Go on.
I'm carrying about 80 kilos of Dairy Gold.
Don't sit next to a fire.
Dairy Gold and dairy milk.
You'll melt.
But listen.
What did you go on?
I just add look a few stretches.
Treadmill?
Yeah, all of those.
Rowing machine?
Regular bits and pieces.
A few weights?
Yeah. And admittedly, you do feel really good.
Do you feel a difference? Tell me the honest truth. Do you feel a difference standing here this morning?
Yes, I do.
In what way? Exactly.
More awake.
Okay, yeah.
Way more awake.
So your endorphins got going really early, you see?
Crash and burn by 8 o'clock and it'll be useless in
and
the...
eating a pizza. Sorry.
Can we get a pizza, please? Please. Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM. David Beckham and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch are off to Cork.
Yeah.
What's going on?
They used to live on the same street in LA. I don't know if they still do, but Beckham decided to invest some money in a fitness company. It's called it's called F45, which is a fitness company.
So, that's in Cork, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
I think there's an F45.
Well, it's a global company, so.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. I could be wrong.
Well, this is a fitness company and they're called F45.
I think they could be one of the Elysian, maybe. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay. Beckham was convinced to invest some money. There was a delay in the investment going through, we'll say. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, it was making a lot of money. So Bex is now claiming that he lost out on quite a lot of money because there was a delay in the process in his investment coming forward, I suppose.
So the money didn't actually go in. It was being pumped in.
No, well, they've said that it was delayed by several months during which time the value dropped significantly.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. Bex is claiming that he's lost out on millions because of it.
Oh, the poor old devil. Will he be okay, I wonder?
You see, this is... I don't know.
I think he had Victoria's birthday party coming up for the weekend going, hey, she's kind of cost me a fortune.
Yeah, well, he's got a fortune, so he's all right. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
10 milli, they're saying here, this is what he's owed.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right, you have to understand, though, to him, that's like a 10 euro note.
That's like finding a fiver in your jocks back pocket.
Exactly.
Or in your jocks if you're really lucky.
Exactly. But talking about celebrities who are investing together, Ed Sheeran and Hollywood actor Russell Crowe are both investors in the Donegal Muff Liquor Company.
Okay.
In America. And they released a little tongue-in-cheek video on social media over the weekend about that.
Well, hello, Muff lovers. How are you?
Hi.
Wonderful news from Lucas Bolts. Muff is now going to be available all over America. Every state.
Every state.
Every major city.
Dive into the Muff.
Why don't you?
Lads, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Also, kids in the background, behave yourselves.
And they're in, like, the video, they're just in a restaurant and just decided to record a video like that in a restaurant. So,
and that probably got more reach than if they spent like 10 million putting together
a big ad campaign. Yeah. That's the power of social media. So there's two business deals going on there.
So they're involved in Muff and Donegal in a little company that makes a...
Well, I've never heard of it, but it's called Donegal Muff Liquor Company, and now it's going to be for sale across America.
All of those words in that sentence really ropey stuff.
FM Breakfast
with Now. Wake up. Killian Murphy at his very best.
Court's good times. This is Red FM Morning. This is KC. Rory's over there. Hi. Victoria's over there. Everybody's here. And it's Monday morning. There's enough grief going on in the world. There's enough bad things happening all over the globe without two very famous people going at it. Again, she has reignited her beef with Kim Kardashian, and I'm talking about Taylor Swift. Now, you're going to have to bear with me here because I'm just getting my head around this issue and this whole Taylor Swift scenario. She released her album on Friday, as you know. Double album.
Yeah.
Big surprise for the Swifties. They're all delighted. But there's a song in it called Thank You, Amy, right?
Okay.
Now, what she's done with the word thank, she's put a capital K, and then Amy, the I and M are capitals.
Oh, for God's sake.
K-I-M. So that is the code for a diss track to Kim Kardashian.
It's not very subtle.
I was going to say, it's not really a code.
Not really subtle. She's been doing this for ages. She was telling Jimmy Fallon about
it. All lowercase letter lyrics, except for capital letter, capital letter, capital letter, every once in a while. And if they circled the capital letter and wrote them down, it spelled out a secret code, a secret passage. And so that's when it started. But when it got out of control was... was when I started to realize that it wasn't just me that had fun with this, that they had fun with it too.
Oh, yeah.
And I should never have learned that, because then I couldn't stop.
Now, where did this beef come from? Years ago, Kanye, when he was married to Kim, had a song, and I think it was Famous. He wanted to name check Taylor Swift in this song. He wanted to give her a mention, kind of like a call out. Not so much a call out, sorry, just he referenced her.
Right.
But he asked for her permission. And she said, yeah, no problem. But she didn't quite hear the full lyric. And then the song comes out and he saying that he made that be famous. Okay. So they released the recording of that conversation of her saying, yeah, there's no problem. Even though she claimed she had an issue with it. Okay. So that's where it all started. Anyway, Kim goes and gets her followers to attack Swifty. The Swifties are attacking the Kim Kardashians. Again, this is just this is like schoolyard stuff. And here we are, over the weekend, the whole thing is kicked off again, lads. And we're in World War III now between these two. She's her. This is the song, the Taylor track that has been released. And see if you can take any education from this.
There's a bronze spray tan statue of you, and a plaque underneath it that threatens to push me down the stairs at our school. And it was always the same searing pain, but I dreamed that one day I could say, all that time you were throwing punches, I was building.
There you go. That's basically
it.
So the
that's a great opening line, isn't it?
Spray tan, bronze tan,
brilliant. It's the tan bit, isn't it? Someone actually here says, Casey, it actually started when he went on, when Kanye went on stage.
Oh, that's, of course, I've
got to remember.
About that. Yeah.
And he basically, she won the award and he came on stage and said,
that
should have been Beyonce's.
Oh, wow. So this is really all Kanye's fault, really. Basically. When we go back to the
roots
of it. No
shot there.
No shot. Is it like, have you held a grudge with anybody for any reason?
Not with people, just with football teams.
Me, I get that. Me and Dublin GAA.
Really?
Yeah, I can't. No, it's like you've broken my
really?
Heart. Oh, stop.
To the extent where would you sit down and have a chat with a fan of that?
Oh, no
that
problems
club?
With the fans. It's just the team been too bloody good. Yeah. That's my problem. Beating Mayo several times in the All-Ireland final. Yeah. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 8:16 on a Monday morning.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money.
Good morning, Sophie. How are we?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get a tiny, like, tinchy-winchy little bit of sunburn yesterday on your forehead?
Oh, I did. I'm burnt to leave.
Yeah. Even though it was lovely yesterday. Well, I didn't think it was too hot, but today's the day now. If you can get out of whatever you're doing, you need to go to a little beach today now. Yeah. It's going to be gorgeous.
Sophie has some news,
yeah,
you know.
Definitely.
What is Sophie some news?
Sophie, tell him your news.
I'm due my baby in 4 weeks.
Oh my God.
She's having a baby in 4 weeks.
And are you contacting me for any other particular reason? I've got nothing to do with this, Sophie. Have I been set up here?
Yeah. Jerry Springer style.
Absolutely. You are the father. Sophie, I'm delighted for you. Is this baby number one?
Yeah, baby number one.
Oh,
great.
Wow. It's a crazy time. But
it's a wonderful time.
It is absolutely, and you're going to absolutely love it until you hit those nuclear green nappies, and then life has a different perspective altogether. So do you know what you're having, a little boy or a little girl? You don't have to tell us, by the way, but do you know what you're having?
It's a girl. Yeah,
it's a little girl.
Oh
wow, have you got a name for her?
Yeah, Zara.
Oh, beautiful name. That's fantastic. A gorgeous name, Sophie.
After your favorite shop, or where she was conceived, or I'm asking too many questions here.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Okay, 4 weeks to go. Okay, you definitely need €1,000 here. Okay, I'm gonna do the answer to number two and three for you. You do number one, I'll do two and three, and then it's over to you. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay,
yeah.
Sophie, best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Sophie, how many days in April?
30.
What girl band was Cheryl Tweedy part of? That's Girls Aloud. Question number three. What country do BMW cars come from? The answer is Germany. Question number four. What is an Irish road bowl made out of? So, you know, see the road bowling that happens. What is it made out of?
Steel.
Question number five. What Cork historic figure lost his life in Béal na Bláth?
Michael Collins.
Question number six. What Cork hotel is on the straight road?
Kingly.
Question number seven. How many members are in the band Picture This?
Four.
Eight. The IFTAs give out awards for what? The IFTAs. They were on over the weekend.
Films.
No help. Question number nine. What Irish swimmer was banned for 4 years for manipulation of an anti-doping sample?
Michelle Smith.
Question number ten. Austin Richards. Either your voice was changing during that quiz, or there was somebody shouting answers from over the couch. I think it was maybe your voice was changing. Girls are loud.
Michael Collins.
You were doing really, really well. So April 30th, Cheryl Tweedy, Girls Are Loud, Germany, an iron 28-ounce ball for road balls. Michael Collins, The Kingsley, four people in picture this. And then we have the IFTAs for TV and film. Michelle Smith is correct for number 9, and that's as far as we got. You kind of got 9 out of 10 with a bit of help, a bit of illegal help. Which means, Sophie, okay, you've got this baby on the way in 4 weeks. We're going to try and get you back in the next couple of weeks to have another go, okay?
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Because you did get 9 out of 10 illegally. We're going to give you a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors as well. So buy something nice for little Zara before she arrives, okay?
Aww. Excellent. I will. Thanks so much.
Well Sophie, done, Sophie.
Lovely talking to you. And we'll chat to you in a couple of weeks' time, okay?
You too. Bye.
See ya.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed the sport with Simply Suits. Good morning, Simply Suits. It's 8:32.
Did you see the moon driving in this morning?
The freaky moon.
No.
The freaky full moon.
How could you miss it?
It's big and moony, and it was in the sky.
It was massive, yeah. And it's kind of really yellow, like a big cheese.
Is the moon made of cheese?
I hope so.
Wouldn't it be nice if it was? Nice,
what kind of cheese, though?
Cheddar, surely.
Absolutely.
Charleville. Mm. It's got to be.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about the moon at the minute, right? It is called a waxing gibbous moon at the moment. So it looks full, but it's actually not completely full. It's only 96% full.
Okay.
How old is the moon, do you reckon?
I don't know. Millions, billions of years old.
Surely.
Nope. 13 and a half days.
What? Huh?
It's a new moon. Oh. On this day, the
they don't make a new one every couple of weeks. It's not like they have a moon factory and they roll out a new moon.
This phase is only 13.35 days old. All right.
Okay, interesting.
What star sign are you?
Scorpio.
What star sign are you?
Pisces.
I'm Pisces.
That's where we're BFFs.
Well, the moon at the moment is in the sign of Libra.
Okay.
Do you believe in star signs and the moon affecting your your star sign?
Kelly's a star signer.
Kelly, I didn't realise you were there. Sorry.
You're definitely a star signer.
How do you know that?
I just can tell.
How can you tell?
I'm an Aquarius.
And
me and Rory read our star signs every morning.
There
don't
we go. You
what?
I read Kelly her star sign every morning, right? I'm going to admit something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I read her completely different stars.
I love it.
And I'm like, yeah, I was. I'm like, yeah, I was feeling like that today. We love that page.
You believe in these things, don't you?
You see, Casey and I were having a chat about this earlier, and like, you're just.
I'm having none of it.
You're having
none
of it.
It's a load of waffle.
It is.
Well, do you think so too?
Absolute nonsense.
But do you really think that?
What did you say your star sign was, Vic?
Mine is Pisces, the same as Rory, because Pisces. When I look up the traits of my star sign, it's literally exactly the kind of person I am.
Okay, I'll read your one today. Here we go. Today, you may allow your ego to act and think. For this reason, you may not see eye to eye with a person in power. Whether it be good or bad, it's a thought that you have to carry. This day is going to be stable as far as relationships are concerned. You'll be able to enjoy a quiet, contemplative time with your partner.
Oh, well, there you go, you see.
Interesting.
That sounds like a good day.
It does sound like a good day.
That sounds like something I wrote half an hour ago. See what I mean?
Langer.
No, yeah. I am a langer.
You are.
Yeah, that's my star sign, actually.
KC on Cork's Good Times.
Ted's been on to me here to tell me that his star sign is Pyrex. Pyrex.
Pyrex?
The kitchen stuff. He was a test tube baby, apparently.
FM's cash machine.
Hey! All right. Love that gag. €150,000 off for grabs today. The sun is shining. Everyone's in good mood. Well, at least I hope you're in fairly decent form, but it does make such a difference to everybody. Yesterday was incredible. Today, another day of sunshine. Today's the day that we're going to bring a bit of financial sunshine into your life with €150,000. That is what's up for grabs on Friday. It's guaranteed to go. It's another monster cash machine jackpot. And we've had so many incredible winners over the last couple of months. But you know what? We're heading into the Maybank holiday weekend and somebody is going to win themselves 150,000 guaranteed. And it needs to be you. Yes, you with the lovely head. Imagine what this would do for you. Where would you go? What would you do? What would you buy? What bills would be gone of your life completely? Text the word RED to 57557 if you want to buy a little digital ticket for the cash machine. In doing so, it'll cost you €2.50. You must be over 18. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. RedFM.ie will get you the T's and C's, and your entry must be with us by 3 p.m. on Friday. Kira and Barry, make that phone call. And you're going to hear someone screaming down the phone because they will win €150,000. Text RED to 57557. It's another monster jackpot. Wake up with Red FM every single morning. These are the jackpots we will give you a chance to win. You heard last week our friend from Cove picking up a check for €40,000. Paddy Nolan did €60,000 on Friday. And now it's time for you to clear out the cash machine of €150,000. Text RED to 57557. Good luck, everybody.
Life-changing cash for Cork. Red FM's cash machine.
Easy Living Interiors are on the show with us all this week. They've got their mid-season sale ongoing at the moment. Easy Living Interiors, the ultimate stop for designing your dream home. They have a jaw-dropping selection of sofas, dining, bedrooms, home and garden. They're on Palnaduff Road, Mahon Point, Eastgate, Little Island, North Point Business Park, and right across the nation, online as well. You can find them on Instagram and X. Just have a look for Easy Living. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Living on Instagram and X. Let's give you a €400 gift card every single day this week. Good morning, Aileen.
Morning, Casey. How are you?
Lovely to talk to you, Aileen. How was your weekend?
It was great. It was sunny. It was dry.
That's all you need.
It's lovely.
Just sunshine and everybody's happy.
Exactly.
Right, listen, this there's a little bit of work involved in this one, Aileen. Okay?
Okay.
This game is called 5 in 10. You must give me five things in 10 seconds. And we have to be very strict about this, Aileen, I've been told, because Vic is cracking the whip on this one. You must get it before the buzzer goes, and they must be five things that make sense to the topic that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Are you ready to give it a go?
Go on, Aileen.
Yeah.
Okay. Aileen, can you give me five different types of dances? Go.
Swing, Charleston, American Smooth, rap, hip-hop.
That was incredible.
Wow!
Well done. No messing.
Aileen, amazing.
Straight in there. I thought. See, you expect people to fall around the place. Are you involved in dance, by the way, or have you done it in the past?
Not a bit. I was thinking of all the ones on Dancing with the Stars.
There you go. Sometimes watching telly pays dividends.
Well
good
done,
on you,
Aileen.
Aileen, you've got a €400 gift card for Easy Living Interiors. That's on its way to you.
My God. Thank you so much.
I'm delighted.
You're so good.
Get yourself something really nice. Sorry to Marie and Karen. We'll get you on tomorrow, guys. We have your number, so you'll be the first callers for tomorrow's game.
Yeah.
But Aileen, that is yours. With thanks to Easy Living Interiors. Congratulations,
well done,
buddy.
Congratulations. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Have a great Monday. Enjoy the sunshine.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Brilliant.
You.
I wonder how they would have done with the other ones I have. Okay, Victoria, if you were playing.
Yeah. I'm rubbish at this, Casey.
Come on, let's go
on.
For it. Give me five things you can't bring on an aircraft.
Cheese. I don't know.
You can't bring on an elephant.
Liquids.
An elephant.
An elephant. Liquids over 100.
Cheese. I think you could find you'd bring cheese on. I don't think there's
don't
any.
Don't think you can.
You can bring cheese
you
on.
You can't bring cheese on an aircraft.
Of course. You pull out a block of Calvita, they're going to hoof you off an Ryanair. Are you serious?
You can't bring cheese on an aircraft.
Correct.
That's the name of today's podcast.
All right, thank you very much. Give me 5 in 10 seconds. Give me 5 Irish TV shows. Go.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to
all
you.
All right. Father Ted, Moon Boy, Love Hate, Kin, Glen Rowe.
You did it.
Yay!
Okay, that's what we're doing tomorrow. So if you want to play with Easy Living Interiors, we'll do more 5 and 10s after 7:15 tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Wake up show. Red FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream Barbie in all its glorious pink perfection with a Now Cinema membership.